Good morning, church. I'll tell you again, it's good to be out in God's house this morning. You know, just a few days before Thanksgiving, and just so thankful to standing up here, just so thankful, as Sarah had mentioned, for all that He has done for us. I am so thankful for that. You know, if you would turn to the book of Mark, the 7th chapter, this is going to be my Thanksgiving sermon up here this morning, if you want to call it that. Mark, the 7th chapter, 36th and 37th verse. While you're turning there, I'm going to say a word of prayer. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come thanking You, Father, for this opportunity we have to stand here. Lord, I thank You for Your mercy. I thank You for Your grace, Lord. I thank You for everything that You've done, Lord. You know, Father, I pray, Lord, that, you know what, as You look down upon our congregation this morning, I pray, Lord, that, you know, Lord, that You would look into each and every heart here this morning, I pray. And Lord, as you know, as you look into it, Lord, I pray, Father, if there's anything here, Lord, that you know what, that needs to be put in Your hands, Lord, we pray that that would be done here this morning. And we'll give You the praise for it all. We ask it in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. Amen. Mark 7, 36 and 37. And it goes like this. And He charged them that they should tell no man, but more He charged them, so much more, a great deal they publicized it. And were beyond measure astonished, saying, He has done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. What I want to concentrate on there is He has done all things well. I'll tell you, you probably heard me say this before, but you know what? I couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. You know what? Not alone preach the Word of God without Jesus Christ in my heart and the Holy Spirit. Amen? There's none of us that could do. You know, I think about this from time to time. You know, the greatest messages are not so much what me and Jamie stand up here and preach to you on Sunday mornings and Sunday night. The best teaching is not per se what Greg or Paul or Sean or anybody else who's ever taught will teach you. And I say that with all due respect to anybody that you're teaching and you're preaching. The best preaching and the best teaching that I have ever heard has come from you folks and how that you have lived your lives. Would you agree with me on that? Because each and every one of us in here are preachers in our own right. We are teachers in our own right. Whenever we go out to a lost and a dying world, you are the ones that will be preaching and you are the ones that will be teaching to them. You know what? They may never ever hear me preach. They may never ever hear Greg or Sean or Paul teach or Jamie preach. May never hear any of us do that. But praise God, you know what? Through the messages and through what you know about Jesus Christ, when you go out into a lost and dying world, they hear and see everything that you hear, you know, what is permeating out of your life. Amen. They hear and see that. People just like you that stand up, and when you walk out of this church, you know what? You live just exactly what you believe. Amen? That is what preaches and teaches the Word. You know, I think about this whenever it says there in verse 37, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He has done all things well. Listen, we may not be perfect, but we serve one that has done all things well. He has done everything well, Ron. You know what? Like I said, I fail in so many ways sometimes. And maybe you think in your life you do as well. But I'm here this morning to tell you, we don't have to worry about that. We serve one that has done all things well. He has given us the plan of salvation, Bev. You know what? He made it perfect. It was done perfect. And you know what? He is the perfect Savior. He is the one who beyond measure. You know, if anybody can read that scripture right there, and it says, and He has done all things well. And they were amazed. Let me tell you something. I am amazed this morning at what He has done in my life. I am thankful for this morning. I am truly amazed and thankful for what He has done. But why should I be? For we serve one that has done all things well this morning. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, I am so thankful this morning for the one who done things, all things well. Those of you, you know what, those of you Christian who live that Christianity in front of your families, who live that Christianity in front of all those people around you. Listen, we have a tendency sometimes to want things to be perfect around the holidays, do we not? This is what got me started. There are times we want every card to be right. We want every light to be right. We want every dish and every meal to be right. I'm here to tell you, this time we don't worry about all that stuff and put our concentration on the one who has done all things right. The reason, you know, like for Thanksgiving, I know what they say to me. You know what? In my heart, Sarah, the reason for Thanksgiving is what Jesus Christ has done for me. You know what? I'm so thankful He's given me all that He's given me. But you know what? I stand up here before you truly and honestly and utterly humbled by what He has done for me, the one who has done all things well. I look back through my life, and there are times when I think, you know what? How did I ever get to this point from that point? It's because He has done all things well. If it was up to me, I'm going to tell you what, things would not have been done well, I can tell you. There have been times that I have stepped out on my own and tried to do things in my own way, in my own fashion. I'm here to tell you it don't work out well. But whenever I look and put my trust in Him, the one who has done all things well, I'm here this morning to tell you He has changed my life. He has put power in my life that only He could put there. And that comes through knowing Him as my Savior, my Lord and Savior this morning. Listen, can you believe me? Christians, our walk speaks louder than our talk sometimes. Will you agree with me on that? We have a tendency, I've seen too many people that want to talk the talk or talk a talk, but then they don't walk it whenever they leave. I'm here to tell you, the one that done all things well, He not only talked the talk, but He walked it as well, did He not? He lived it. He did what He said that He was going to do. And I praise Him for that this morning. We should want people to see the life-changing power that God has put within us. We should want everyone to see that. Why? Not because we're perfect. Oh, no. Not because there's anything perfect about it. You could be sitting back here and say, you know what? I believe you should want people to read your life. You agree with me on that? I hope you agree. You should want people to read your life. Not because you're perfect, Mike. Not because you're perfect, Ron. It's because the one that lives within us is perfect. And if we do what He tells us to do, and we let His light shine out, and the one who has done all things well, I'll tell you what, He will make a way, and He will give them He will show them that there is something more to this than what sometimes we want to think and what they want to believe. You know what? If you have a new life in Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you, people around you will read your life. You know, my grandmother used to say this. She used to say, you know what? I can read you like a book, Dave. She used to say that. And she was right. She knew what was going on in my life. She could read me like a book. I'm here to tell you something this morning. If Jesus Christ lives in your life, let people read you like a book. Amen. Let them read you like a book. You know, let that who is perfect come out of you. Let him that had done all things well, let him be the one. Let him be the one who has done all things. Let him show forth out of your life. Listen, we sometimes, during Jesus' earthly ministry, again and again and again, we see Him caring for the hopeless. We see Him caring for the helpless, do we not? We've seen Him doing that. I believe He did it. He can show us so many things. He that did all things perfect, He that did all things well, He shows us how to live our lives like that. There are things we can do in our Christian walk that show Jesus just coming out of all of our pores. And every bit of it, we can see it, we can show the world that. First off, how He cared for others. You know how Jesus cared? How do we care for those we encounter every day? You know what? Jesus encountered numerous people. We read in the Bible where He encountered them day after day. Not one time, Greg, did I ever see Him say, I'll let somebody else do that. Did you ever see Him doing that? Did you ever see Jesus? You show me in the Bible if one time He ever, whenever He was walking, that He said, you let somebody else do it. He didn't do that. Our Lord and Savior cared for people. He loved them. And you know what? He did all things well. If we want to be the Christians He wants us to be, I believe that we need to care for people. We need to love them beyond measure. You know what? Jesus is our example. Mark 10:16. Tell us about what Jesus thought about. He said He took them up in His arms. This is showing what He told us about little children and how He cared for them. And it's in Mark 10:16. And He took them up in His arms and put His hands upon them and blessed them. That is so much different than what we see out here in the world today, is it not? I mean, it seems like every time I pick up a newspaper, there's another child being abused. There's another child that something else is happening to him. And you know what? And here we are as a nation and as adults. You know what? I thank God that Jesus showed us that he loved them, the one that done all things well. Do you not agree with me that, brothers and sisters, we should love the children? We should love all of them as much as we possibly can love them. Because you know what? Jesus showed us the way. What an opportunity. Not only as a church, but as individuals we have this morning. To let people know that Jesus lives within us, then to care for the youngest in our community, in our communities around us, and care for. Philippians 2, 4 and 5 says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." Listen, there are those who would say, and I've heard this, let somebody else do it. I'll tell you what, it's not somebody else's responsibility when God puts them in your pathway. Amen? It's not there. It's up to us. I've never seen one time we did that. Listen, I'm not here just spouting off whenever I'm saying this. In Matthew 18, 1 through 7, this is some long verses, but turn over there if you would, please. Matthew 18, 1 through 7. "And at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little one in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck, that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must need be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offenses come." Listen. Read that. I understand read that is talking about Christianity as well. But you know what? He used a little child as an example. That's how much he cares for children. And he loves them. And brothers and sisters, I believe that we need to care and love for them as well. If you wanted to, Jesus said he'd done all things well. He'd done all things well. Listen to this. 84% of all prison inmates have been abused as a child, whether sexually, physically, or verbally. 84%. We talk about prison crowding. I'm going to get a little bit of political here with you, okay? We talk about prison crowding in this country. What's the thing that, according to that statistic, that we could do? We know what? We need to love and care and nurture our children. And maybe, just maybe, some of this wouldn't come about. Maybe we wouldn't have the overcrowding problem in our prisons that we have. 65% of all drug addicts were abused as a child. In the U.S., every 10 seconds, a child is abused. Every 10 seconds. I mean, swallow that. Think about that for a minute. 82% of those who are abused will grow up to be pedophiles themselves. Every 98 seconds in the United States, someone is sexually assaulted in this country. Folks, I mean, you know, these are hard, cold statistics. This isn't something that I'm pulling up. And if you take and you listen to that and you think about that for a minute, you wonder why we are like we are in this country today. You think about that. Listen, where we're at. I'm here to tell you, the one who has done all things well, he doesn't want it done that way. And I want you to know something. As Christians and as a church, we should stand up to it right and say, listen, that is wrong. That is wrong. And we need to try our best and continue to do our best to say, listen, I'm serving the one who has done all things well. And you know what? I serve him who has done all things well, and I'm here to stay and stand up and say, listen, this is wrong. Folks, taking care of the youngest in our society shows not only tremendous benefit to our communities, but it will show tremendous benefit to our churches as well. Amen? It would. We should be at the forefront. We should be at the forefront of caring for those who are the youngest in our communities. And you know what? We should be there. When anyone comes to this church, especially the children, they should feel welcome, they should feel loved, and they should feel safe to the best of our ability. Amen? They should. Because the one who has done all things well, he tells us and he shows us we should take care of the church. Another thing, Jesus, we should be taking care of the poor in our society. In Matthew, it tells us this, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We should seek God in everything in his righteousness. And I believe that God will add everything else to that. But once we've done that, I believe, brothers and sisters, we need to be on our guard and take care of those who are less fortunate in our communities. I'm so blessed every year whenever we do the angel tree at this church. I'm so blessed whenever we do that. And we're going to have the opportunity to do that here for too much longer. But brothers and sisters, we can even go so much more than that if we can. Listen, Jesus did all things well, Matthew 20 and 27, 20. And whatsoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, to give his life a ransom for many. It goes on to tell us in John 13, it says, so after he had washed their feet and taken his garment and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye so also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, and neither is that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy ye are if ye do them. Whenever I read that scripture, I am amazed that the Son of God, God in the flesh, would be humble enough to get down and wash the feet of a regular human being. But that's what he did. He showed an example for everybody. Listen, we should care no matter what they are in society. Am I right? No matter how low they are, no matter where they are in the economic standard, we should love them as Jesus Christ loved them. Amen? We should. You know what he said? If the master can do that, you know what? Shows to the servant. What an example he has showed for us. 1 John 3, 17 and 18. But whosoever has this world's goods and seeth his brother has need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion, from him now dwelleth how in him how dwelleth the love of God in him. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Yeah, I can stand up here and I can say I love children, right? We can all say that. What's he tell us? You know what? If we don't do it in deed, we might as well just keep our mouths shut. Amen? If we don't do it indeed, we might as well just keep our mouths shut. Because you know what? Love goes beyond just saying it. Love goes to the point to where we act upon what we're in, what's in our heart. When I see people living under bridges, when I see people living in tent cities, when I see little children, you know what? When I see people on park benches being covered over as newspapers, when I hear kids barely having enough to eat, it absolutely breaks my heart. And it's so much more this time of year because you know what? I thank God. You know, we're going to sit down to our Thanksgiving meals probably Thursday. We're going to sit down to them. We're going to thank God for everything that we got. Or even not, amen, we're going to do it. But you know what? Does it not break your heart to think, oh yeah, I know there's people out there that do this deliberately. I know that. I'm not blind to that. I'm not at all. I talk to Sidney Smith a lot, and Sidney tells about whenever he goes out and he's driving truck all across this country. And one of the things he has told me all the time is that, Dave, it's getting worse and it's getting worse. He said all across this country. It's not just around here. Brothers and sisters, the one who has done all things well, he wants us to step up as much as we can, as much of a church as we can, to step up and help those who are less fortunate than we are, in whatever way that we can do that. Yes, this is my Thanksgiving message this morning. I'm totally thankful for everything I got. But also, I'm not blind to the eye that, you know what, there are people out there that need help and need us to love as much as we can, because the one who had done all things well, I'm telling you, he would have done it that way. Amen? He would have done it that way. Praise God this morning. I know this scripture is used a lot, but I want to listen to one more time. It says in Matthew 5, 13 and 16, ye are the salt of the earth. Raise your hands this morning if you're a Christian. You are the salt of the earth. Did you know that? But if the salt has lost its savor, Wherewith shall it be salted? If it thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot. Raise your hand again. It says, ye are the light of the world if you're a Christian. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it underneath a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all those that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Jesus Christ did all things well. He did all things well for us. And I am here this morning to tell you and to encourage you and to exonerate you to keep on going, keep on doing the thing. And don't ever turn a blind eye whenever we have the opportunity to help. Let us know. Let us help. Because I believe we are sent here. We are here on this earth to be the light to a lost and a dying world. We are the salt. We are the ones that you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this without bragging. Christians are the ones today, through their prayers and their love, are the ones keeping this world together. You may believe that, you may not, but we are the ones. I believe, you know what, just as soon as Jesus Christ, as soon as God says, son, go get your children, the light and the salt's going to be gone. But right now, we have the opportunity to show all, you know, those that we can show everyone that all those who have done all things well. I don't know if any of you have seen the video this past week of the 89-year-old World War II veteran. Has any of you seen that video? I encourage you to go see it if you don't. He was in a nursing home and he was dying. This is going to show you, this is something else Jesus had. Jesus did well. He had compassion on people. Amen? He was in a nursing home and he couldn't breathe and he was laying there. And this a hidden video showed this. And he's laying there breathing and he gasping for breath and yelling for help. And no one come in. The nurses finally come in, and as he was gasping for help, they were laughing, actually. And laughing, he ended up dying. They didn't show no compassion on him. There was a hidden camera. None of them knew it. So, of course, whenever they went to trial, they didn't know it, and they all started lying. They said they did this and this and this. There was no, my point is not that. My point is that there was no compassion. We're living in a country that seems like sometimes today there isn't hardly any compassion. Listen, the one who done all things well, he encouraged us to have compassion. Amen? Us as Christians, us that carry the banner high, those that are born again, those that have the Spirit of God in their life, those who have come to know Him as their personal Savior. Brothers and sisters, we need to have compassion. No matter what it is on a lost and dying world out there, I don't care. Where they're at in life or what they're doing, we need to have compassion. Oh yeah, like I said earlier, I know there are some people out there who take you for everything you got. I understand that. I understand all that. But I'm here to tell you, you know what? If you give in a spirit of God that's telling you to give, you will be blessed and the church will be blessed. Amen. Amen. The one who has done all things well. Get ready to sit down this weekend for Thanksgiving dinner, this coming Thursday for a Thanksgiving dinner. I ask you to remember as we're thanking Him for the food, as we're thanking Him for a family gathering around, thank Him for the most important gift that He has ever given us. And that is the gift of salvation that He freely and willingly went to the cross to die for us this morning. You know, we're going to get a song here in a minute. We're going to play an overhead, I guess, or we'll have a song this morning. As you stand this morning, I ask you a question, and this is hard, yes. And Jan's going to be prayed. We're going to have her anointed here in a minute. As soon as we get done with the altar call, we're going to do that. I want to ask you a question this morning, wholeheartedly. You know what? He that has done all things well, He has made the perfect way of salvation for you this morning. What better way to go into the holidays than to knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior? Amen. When I got saved in October, and I went into the holidays that year, and Jesus Christ in my heart, it was the best holidays I ever had in my life. Amen? It was. It was amazing. It was an amazing holiday. You know what? Why? I couldn't have cared less if the turkey was burnt. I could care less if the mashed potatoes were lumpy. I could have cared less about anything. I couldn't care less if I got a gift for Christmas. I'd already got my gift, Ryan. I'd already gotten it. I'll tell you what, I looked at the world different. How about you this morning? Are you still looking at the world different? Or maybe you're getting cynical. Maybe you've gotten a little critical. We talked about that in our Bible school study this morning. You know what? It just takes one cynical, one critical person, you know what? And they start getting that in their lives, and that spirit starts getting into them. One bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. Amen? You know what? It happens to churches. It happens to families. The one who done all things well can take care of that. Amen? I think we get a song this morning. Julie, what do you have? Stand, if you would, this morning. Lord, I need you. If you have a need this morning, please come up here.